Hello and welcome to Web3 Delight podcast. My name is Teša Tešanović and I will be your host today. Web3 is not about technology. This is a social movement towards transparency, consensus, inclusiveness, ownership and openness. To that end, we'll explore different elements of Web3 with our guests and learn from their journeys. Saudi Arabia is currently the world's fastest growing major economy in 2023. It seems like one of the best places in the world to create a Web3 startup. Why is Saudi Arabia the future of Web3?
Saudi has been very focused for the past 5 years, and they've been focusing on infrastructure in the past years. But this is why basically you start seeing results that you can experience yourself in almost every sector and every domain. Web3 is nonetheless one of the newest technologies out there in the world. And Saudi isn't sparing an effort in exploring its options in Web3. We've got NEOM, for example, which is a futuristic city. They already have a metaverse department. They're looking into how to use the metaverse and deploy it in a fashion that is aligned with their objectives and goals. Aramco has just announced a great move into Web3, and you know, an organization the size of Aramco, the oil giant in the world, exploring its options in Web3 gives a lot of validation to the technology itself and encourages a lot of the different businesses in different sectors to explore their options as well.
So a lot of opportunities. And also when it comes to one of the main objectives of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Vision 2030, it is about investing in the future in order to create a thriving economy. How can Web3 help Saudi Arabia create a thriving economy?
Well, I mean, Web3 is an evolution to the existing internet, and in a similar fashion that the internet has helped organizations either be more productive or perform their tasks in a much more economical way, Web3 will continue to do that in an age where you have elements such as the metaverse, such as AI, such as natural language processing like GPT, ChatGPT, such as blockchain, such as cryptocurrency. All of these are different tools that are being deployed in different ways, depending on your objectives and goals, to help you achieve your goals faster and better.
So there is a lot of space for the development of the Web3 capabilities in Saudi Arabia. Web3 as a technology will change the way that we perceive business. The developments of metaverse, of augmented reality, will absolutely transform the landscape of everything that we see now. How will the future look like? Because you're working in a drop group, you're creating some kind of a Web3 solutions for the development of the virtual reality platforms. How would the virtual reality platforms change the way that we do business?
From our own experiences, and especially having done business with either major events such as the Super Bowl or the World Cup in Doha, providing Web3 solutions to retail platforms or restaurants or in different sectors, basically. Sometimes we don't even say it's Web3. We just tell them and talk about the utility of it. How is it going to help them do their job better, achieve their goals better, faster, be able to connect with their consumers in a much better way. A lot of Web3 tools help you actually turn your audience from the existing web, which has like followers, into a community that you actually know. You know their emails, you know their phone numbers, you can contact them, you can maintain the relationship with them and manage that relationship to grow it and nurture it. So, coming back to your question, basically, it has been helping people. The internet has been helping people to either be cost effective or more profitable. It will continue to do so, but in a different fashion, in a fashion that Gen Z can relate to. So it looks like not very different from the environment of gaming, which everybody likes. You've got your AR, you've got your VR experiences, and it's really up to you to choose what kind of experience to relate to your consumers, something that fits the event or fits the product or the service that you're actually doing, and relate to the community that you're dealing with. So in a nutshell, I would say big corporations like NEOM, like Aramco in Saudi Arabia, have gave courage to other medium organizations to explore their options in Web3. I don't think you should focus on the solution being a Web3 solution or a Web2 solution. Is just focus on the goals. This is what we, from our own experience, found very effective when communicating to organizations that don't know much about Web3. And the education process is quite an expensive endeavor. So if you focus on delivering value, I don't think the customer cares whether it's Web3 or Web2. They'll adopt it anyway. But they'll adapt it not because it's just Web3, because it helps them achieve their goals in a much faster way, in a much better way. It gets engagement. So people pay attention. Your community will actually pay attention. I think this is my advice to the rest of the community, actually, from our own experiences.
And you're right. The thing that is missing with a lot of the Web3 projects is the implementation itself, the creation of the community. Because in a lot of the cases, the Web3 projects all come down to certain buzzwords, such as the metaverse, Web3, that keep repeating itself without actually implementing the solutions.
Correct. Customers will always be looking for how can this help me? Okay, great. It's new technology. I might be getting some good PR by adopting this new technology, but how does it actually help me in progressing in my development, progressing in my KPIs? That's what we need to focus on. For example, let's take the World Cup. The World Cup wanted to provide the audiences, whether in country, in Doha, where the World Cup was held, or around the globe, an experience by which they can engage with the mascot of the World Cup. And it was called Laib, if you remember. And the easiest thing was basically to do an AR activation, augmented reality activation, where you can actually play games with the mascot. You can take a selfie with the mascot. And a lot of people used it in stadium. So they started taking selfies, they started using the mascot in the game itself, and a lot of content was published basically doing very creative things with that mascot. It was a very pleasant experience. People liked it. The engagement time was 5 minutes over 2 minutes, sorry, 5 seconds over 2 minutes, which is quite an immersive experience. If you're spending more than 2 minutes, if this was selling anything, it was definitely going to be a sellout event. So, and the age range basically was very inclusive. We had 8 years old using it, and we had 60 years old using it. The male to female split was almost even. It was like 55% males, 45% females. In a game like football, which is predominantly being watched by more males than females, I think this was a great experience since everybody used it. In being able to achieve such metrics, FIFA didn't care whether it's Web 2 or Web 3. They had an objective and they wanted to do this objective in the best way possible. We have spent a long time educating those customers about Web 3, and we were getting nowhere. When we shifted the focus on how can I help you achieve better what you want to do? So I think during this time, while the market is educating consumers and customers about Web3 and Web3 utilities, the community should really focus on utilization, should really focus on the purpose of using that technology into whatever they're pitching.